In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not long ago on cable, there was a thing called The Last Pope. It had something to do, I didn't watch it myself because, you know, anything on Discovery or the History Channel or anything regarding the faith, I just ignore it because it's almost always horrid, and you just sit there, and I start yelling at the TV and go, "That's wrong. No, that's not what that means. This is what it means." Yeah, they don't do their research. Anyway, it supposedly has something to do with the prophecies of Saint Malachi, and from what I heard, it, my judgment, even though I didn't see it, was correct. Bunch of nonsense. But, you know, periodically we get that. We get people who say, "Oh, this prophecy is fulfilled with this thing over here." Or remember a few years ago when we had the billboards that told us exactly when the Lord was going to come in glory? You know, the day and the hour? And guess what happened? He didn't come. And again, I want to just reach out and scream at the billboard and say, what part of "you will know neither the day nor the hour" do you fail to understand? What part of "he will come like a thief in the night" do you fail to understand? Today's first reading gives me a little bit of comfort because evidently this has been going on from the very beginning. So much so that St. Paul had to write to the church in Thessalonica and say, "Look, if someone says that we said this is when the Lord is coming, or if they say, 'Look, Paul wrote this,' they're lying. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit or an oral statement or a letter allegedly from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no one deceive you in any of this." Pretty clear, isn't it? You know, he will come when he comes. And we are also told to stand firm and to hold fast the traditions that we were taught, either by oral statement or by a letter of ours. So we're not to go after the new and the wow. You know, someone says, "You know, you've heard this before, but this is the real Christianity. We're gonna teach it to you." Absolute nonsense. Remember what was written on the wall of our own cathedral. "Though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you besides that which has been preached to you, let him be accursed." So, you know, we're part of a faith that's been around for 2,000 years. And if someone comes around and says, "You know, all these people before you, they got it wrong," something weird's going on. So don't be troubled. You know, even with all the nonsense that's going on right now, don't be troubled. Jesus told us that there would be wars and rumors of wars, that there would be a falling away, that people who are Christian or Catholic would stop following, and they would be seduced away from the faith. We know all of this stuff is going to happen before he returns in glory, but we don't know whether it's an immediate return or just he'll be here in a couple thousand years. We don't know. But what we do know is that God is with us in his church. He is with us through the sacraments. And at the end of our lives, if we have lived in friendship with him and die in friendship with him, he will gather us to himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.